KC Miners of Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network joined with first-year head coach Josh Cervini of Peyton Sherdan. He's going to be their boys coach this coming season. And coach, congratulations on your first year at here at Peyton Sherdan and being the head coach of a very young and I think talented team that a lot of people will see this year. And overall thoughts, have you gotten to know the kids a little bit and stuff like that, kind of getting yourself integrated with the new with the boys here in your first year as a coach?
Thank you. I appreciate it. And yes, I've gotten to know the kids quite well. There's a lot of young talent, but I think with the young talent, there's been a lot of games played so far on this team in the past years.
You know, you got probably work in during the summer, you know, with a lot of these kids. And did it help kind of get everything rolling with them getting familiar with your style of coaching and then that you also get familiar with the kids over the summer?
Yes, that's definitely summer. The off season, I think, is the most important time to develop as a player. Just getting to know them, though, stepping in, and so they know how I coach and what's going to be like, I think it was really well for both of us.
What were some of the things you did over the summer to really get the kids integrated into kind of your coaching style? Was it going to, you know, maybe some team camps, you know, scrimmages, stuff like that?
We didn't get any team camps in this summer. It took a while to get kids here, but mostly I ran three times a week, four times a week off-season workouts, lifting, shooting drills, just everything I know to throw at them to help them become better.
You kind of take a look at yourself. You know, this is your first year, and we'll let listeners kind of get to know you a little bit. We talked before, you've got over 20 years of coaching experience, but, you know, a lot of it out of the area. You know, what is kind of your coaching style, and where have you all coached at before?
As far as coaching, I grew up playing for coaches that believe in defensive rebounding. I also believe in pushing transition quite a bit, if possible, with the pass, not with the dribble necessarily. My past coaching experience, I was at Southeast Pope for 10 years, Des Moines East for 8 years, and then my first year out of college, I was at Pleasantville High School.
You know, being at different places, what has that all taught you as a basketball coach, and kind of where have you found the styles and the coaching that have really worked for you?
Well, as far as how the style at work, I coached with BJ Windhorst down at Southeast Polk, and then under Hall of Fame coach Mark Kaur, and then Chad Ryan at Des Moines East, and just kind of took all their styles together and put them together and came up with my own system going through those styles that we play with. I've coached under.
So I'm assuming you've had a chance to go back and look at, you know, previous seasons for these boys, and they were really young last year, picked up a win towards the end of the season. It's going to be an uphill climb, I think, this year with still a young group, but a very talented group. I think people see, you know, what's overall goal kind of for you guys this season in your first year coaching?
Well, the goal I've set for them is to be 1% better every day, to get 1% better. And I think if we do that by the end of the season, we will be a pretty good team and be tough to deal with. But it starts with practice. We got to make sure they go hard and know how to play right, practice right. My goal, I told them, is to make practices harder than games, so games come pretty easy for them.
You've gotten a chance to probably look at some film from last year. What are some areas of improvement that you saw them, you know, maybe in last year that you want to kind of help fix this year, whether it's shooting, rebounding, passing, stuff like that?
Well, live ball turnovers we definitely need to cut down on. We need a better rebounding team. But I think the biggest thing is don't let things compound on top of each other. It's like, turn the ball over, get your butt back, don't make a second mistake by just jogging back and watching them shoot a layup. Or if you miss a shot, forget about it. Move on to the next play is what I've been preaching to them.
You're going to bring back a lot of kids from a team last year. It's all led by a sophomore guard, Trayvon Keeley. He's had a great freshman season, expecting a good sophomore season from him. Who are some of the other kids that could really step up to help this Peyton Sherdan team here in the season?
Just off the top of my head, I'm thinking Bryce Stevenson. If he goes hard, could help us. Phoenix Hartman, Caden Stream has a lot of playing time. Hunter Saffel, Kinnick Simel. There's a couple freshmen. Damon Rice, I think, will help us quite a bit. And a couple other ones should be good.
We just mentioned some of the kids that could really help you guys out this year. What have you seen from Trayvon in his next step, kind of taking in that leadership role as a sophomore and really being the go-to guy coming back on this team so far throughout the summer?
Well, he's a big-time competitor. I know that, so that's a good place to start. He's gotten a lot stronger, I believe, this offseason, and his confidence, it looks like throughout the football season, he shined on the field. You could just see his confidence getting better. So I think that'll help him big time.
Kind of taking a look at the schedule for you guys, you're going to play in a tough Rolling Valley Conference this year. It's going to be real top-heavy. You think of Coon Rapids, Baird, you know, Xira EHK, Woodbine, you know, going to be really some of the top teams in the conference this year. Looking at the non-conference portion of the schedule for you guys, you have Colonesco, Storm Lake, St. Mary's, West Bend, Mallard. You throw in West Central Valley towards the end of the year. Overall, how do you feel the conference schedule kind of plays out for you, and even the non-conference schedule to really help you guys throughout the season?
I've watched all the teams in conference so far, and it's a tough conference, so we'll have to be ready to play hard every night. There'll be no, like, easy games, layoffs, or anything. Non-conference, I have not been able to check into all of them yet, but I imagine, like I told the player, everybody's a varsity player for a reason, so I'm sure it'll be very tough.
Coach, that is all I got for you. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.